last of the original Galaxy series is considered by many to be the most stirring discourse in the Solar Cross Library to the present time. Although narrated by Monca, the main proclamation is given by the great spiritual being known as Isu. It is with deep reverence that we present at this time Isu and Monca discussing universal vibration.
Greetings, O children of the light. I am Monca. My little target this time concerns a topic known as universal vibration. I have suggested that certain forms of music known to your people accompany my words. Therefore, if you will be so kind. Throughout the cosmos, my brothers, there is a force. There is a drive known as the thought of our Divine One. This thought permeates all of the known universes and all levels of vibration. This thought spreads through the reaches of all space and time. It has its essence in that known as light. It darts with fingers of etheric substance through all of the reaches of that which is known. It spreads in ever-widening circles through the very pores of all that which is known as matter. It is omnipotence. It is glory and majesty. It is the essence of all that which is. It is truth, light, wisdom, and understanding. It is love. It is. All consists of energy, matter, and thought. Three manifestations of that which is known as original with our Creator. All existing upon planes of reference known as vibration, or more commonly, frequency. In following this, let us look upon these various planes of reference. Let us look at first the planes of thought. First, we examine that which is infinitely fine, that which is crystal in its clarity, that which is sharper and more concise than the finest edges of steel. It is a force, ebbing and flowing, pulsating through the universe, expanding ever outwards, ever onwards, a form of nebulous substance. I speak of substance in this sense, as that so subtle that only those things of a subtle nature can so comprehend and receive information, intelligence, and wisdom from this thing known as thought. From these three, purpose in the lower planes of vibration is manifest. We speak of ether. We speak of nebulousness. We speak of mists. And yet, Thought is really none of these. It is so fine. I pause to let my words enter your consciousness and seek their true level. I have paused many times in my experiences to consider these topics of which I speak. Thought, indeed the forerunner of all expressions that follow forth on planes of reference. It is not known amongst your peoples, but time is also involved at this point. Time, a tempo, a pulse beat, a thing of vibrance. Here you find a characteristic again, a form of motion and of essence. Softly, in the innermost core of that which is known as substance, there lurks this pulsing, this minute stirring of the tiniest of atoms, of their existence, in a plane or dimension known as time. Time, the measure of the period between the occurrence and the conclusion of manifestation. Perhaps I voice a thought in a concept unique to your people's ways of thinking. But as I talk, the measured tread of that known as time, the footsteps and rhythms pulse with the breath of a radiance from our Divine One. Time will course through not only your beings, but that of all substance everywhere in the universe, swelling, expanding, and growing with great light, reaching out, infiltrating, pulsing, and dashing against the very smallest grains or specks of that known as dust. Throughout all creation, the universe teems with and is in tune with a heartbeat, a measured pulse that gives rise to that which is known as cycles, as periods, revolving upon themselves, and yet, at the same time, moving forwards, or as I like to express it, ascending, reaching ever higher, growing more indistinct, losing that which is known as objectiveness and identity, becoming more and more in tune with this universal pulse, with its feelings rampant, in harmony with its essence. Can you not respond? Can you not reach forth and touch this thing called time? Can you not sense it in a sense different from that which comes to your objective mind? Time. Time. In allowing for this to be absorbed by your beings, we have created a new condition, a new form, a new concept. Now, we shall examine another plane of reference, another form of vibration. Let us look for something worthy of our attention. Let us look for something, my brothers, which will appeal, which will reach out and touch, something we can be most intimate with, something common. Something that is a farm. We proceed now to that which is known as substance. That which is known as matter. And a plane only slightly removed from that which is known as physical or denseness. From the forms known as thought and light, we find vibrations descending a scale, ever reaching about to engulf all which follows. We find these thoughts filtering down through at first vibrations or frequencies, slightly lower in octave, slightly minor in effect. And here we find the purpose of thought beginning to manifest itself in that which is known as the etheric. Yes, this is substance. Substance refined and of a nature certainly worthy of our attentions. For here we find certain life forms, certain essences of consciousness, of being, who dwell upon this plane for a noble purpose. For that of communicating this thought to other forms of matter. Of giving it intenseness, clarity, and again a form of expression. Here, we find beings who surround themselves in that which is known as light, and whose sole communication is through the transfer of thought into vibrations known as light. Light, softly playing with a skill, such as great men known as composers to your people, have exercised upon the vibrations of sound. Here we find light, fluctuating or modulating another form of matter. Here we find that which begins to penetrate even the dullest consciousness with a characteristic equality, that known as reference. The cosmic forces, having expressed themselves in forms of thought, cloak themselves in vibrations of light, establishing conditions of being. Now, stretch forth to embrace the next vibration. This, my brothers and sisters, is where great inspirations arrive from. Great influences are felt and impact upon that form of life known as physical substance or matter. A vibration, that which you are aware of, filters into the consciousness of that known as mind, belonging to mortals. We find a richness, a warmth, a light. The minds of men, the products of successive creation, of infinite love, understanding, and beauty, of greatness and nobleness, the minds of men, experiencing all manner of vibrations, coming from above, coming from planes about them, and coming from great ones who have volunteered their services, who have descended from loftier steeps to enter your plane of reference, and express great gifts of truth, of great ideals and teachings. Throughout the evolution of this form of substance, we find reactions present. We find the minds of men experiencing gamuts of sensation from extreme to extreme, and yet ever seeking to obtain a form of balance, a form of rest, in which to receive more fully and comprehend these thoughts, which constantly have come down from loftier planes. Truly, my brothers, men upon the surface of all planets have felt great occurrences, have experienced great truths, have met with inspirations which have molded and blended their beings into the more radiant representations of our original divine thought. It was upon a period of time in your planet's early evolutions that a great and mighty being drifted down and materialized to add his presence to a vibration to become not finite, but infinite. Upon this occasion, great forces were released. A great being had arrived. The very atoms of all substance, even molecules, trembled in their orbits. All matter responded with a thrill to this new and expanded one's being. The rocks and minerals, the vegetation, the very air itself pulsed with a new breath, inhaled a new vibration, and experienced a greater feeling, a greater being. For this one descended to bring to that known as Earth a great truth. A great truth was to be for Earth's peoples. A great lesson was presented. A great message delivered upon this day of your time. A great longing was felt. Man, in his dimmed awareness, suddenly became cognizant of a new stirring within. A greater joy of living began to penetrate his being. A more noble calling, that which spoke of the infiniteness of a universe, of a divine. Even the winds which coursed about this great teacher and their scurryings about your planet carried the message, brought the vibration, and within the breast of man there stirred a new beginning, a new purpose, a new goal. Again, as he had many times before, man experienced a touch that he could not discredit. And this one, whose message was heard about the circumference of that known as Earth, had great purpose in being present. He had much to speak of. His was a humbleness and a sincerity, a great nobleness, for this one brought within his beings a presence. He spoke a great truth as follows. and the sun. I am the way and the light. To all men, I am the way. Message repeated down through the ages. It is his to do with. It is his to act upon. My brothers and sisters, I, Mantra, have been given the privilege of expressing certain thoughts to your peoples. It has been said that you have eyes with which to see, ears with which to hear, and voices with which to express. Might I remind you of one other? You have love, which can be shared with your fellow beings. Open your minds and hearts, my brothers. Your ways speak not of childishness particularly, but of unenlightened folly. You pursue pathways which are devious. The light, my brothers, has always been with you. Unveil your eyes, expand your being, and embrace even the sun, which greets your morning skies with opened arms and minds. If you would, but stand upon your feet and express the dignity of your beings. If you would but realize the capabilities, the intent in your very presence, if you would only share that which is within and give unto all forms of creation that which is a part of you, your lives would have new meaning. Your experiences would be richer. You would be deluged with warmth and understanding. Your strife would cease. Your conflicts end. And truly, peace would be yours, as well as understanding. I find within myself and within that of my brothers, we who glide above your planet, who witness your deeds, who communicate our thoughts, who experience even as you, my brothers, a certain longing, a certain pity, and yet within our breasts, there dwells a knowledge that within your beings, as within ours, that light is present. It is not enclosed nor encased. It merely needs a fan to spark, to glow, and to expand. We long, O people of Earth, to share our thoughts. We have waited. We have experienced. We have witnessed your turmoils. We have accepted that which you represent. We have offered love and understanding. We merely wish for you to partake of the fruits which are ripened and are yours. Help yourselves. Open your hearts to receive that which is great, good, and just. Let your being